Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
To the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Sara Rooney. Sara Rooney is a medical herbalist at adaptogenicapothecary.com. And you can find out more about Sara Rooney and her wonderful work at adaptogenicapothecary.com. Welcome, Sara Rooney.
Thanks so much, Catherine. It's a true pleasure to be here with you today.
And for our audience, I want to apologize. I'm in the US, Sara Rooney is in the UK. And one of the things that's so fun about interviewing people from different countries is our different pronunciations. And when you're writing, you have to spell correctly. And when you're on radio, you have to pronounce correctly. So I would have said Sara Rooney. And Sara said, no, it's Sara. So thank you, all you UK listeners and people all over the world, for bearing with my butchering Atlanta, US accent. So Sara Rooney, you are a medical herbalist. What exactly are adaptogens?
So adaptogens are literally my favorite class of herbs. They are herbs, medicinal mushrooms, that traditionally we could have seen as tonics in Ayurvedic medicine or in Chinese medicine. They are gentle herbs that help us restore. They're not overtly strong. They won't wipe you out. Their whole purpose is to be balancing, so they are tonics. There's a few key principles I think that are important. They are generally non-toxic, so you can take them for long term without a huge build-up. They are regulating on the nervous system, which is hugely important. So we will get some adaptogens that are slightly more stimulating, like a ginseng or something like that, and then you get more calming adaptogens like ashwagandha. But the whole principle is balance with these kind of herbs. Many of them were actually used as foods or added into foods, like astragalus for the immune system, or ashwagandha in milk to help you sleep in the evening with ghee from a Ayurvedic perspective. I've been practicing over 15 years, and the more I practice as a medical herbalist, the more I realize, wow, these things are amazing. They're in every single prescription I give to my clients or my patients, because they have this balancing tonic nature.
Fantastic. Now, Sara Rooney, I really appreciate that you talked about the background that we're all working on. We're standing on the shoulders of giants, the Ayurvedic herbalists and the Chinese herbalists. So these adaptogenic herbs that you all use at the adaptogenicapothecary.com, they're based on Ayurvedic medicine and also traditional Chinese medicine, correct?
Well, I call myself a global herbalist. I was trained in medical herbalism. Interestingly, the US has got its own adaptogens, the UK has, but we've forgotten a lot of this knowledge, okay? What's really good about Chinese, you know, the Chinese really prize their ancient knowledge. They incorporate it into hospitals. The Ayurvedic system is highly, you know, thought of even by their medical doctors. Sadly for us, the pharmaceutical industry took a big chunk out of our knowledge and told us it was no good. So we lost a lot of this. So we do have adaptogens, but we don't have so much research about them. But I do use native adaptogens. And I call myself a global herbalist because I use South American herbs, I use Chinese herbs, I use Ayurvedic, I use European, I use US. I use what I feel is the most effective, sustainable medicine for this crazy modern world that is very globalized.
Okay, I love that you explained that you're a global herbalist, right? And I can remember years ago actually going out in the woods with somebody who was digging up ginseng, right? Here in the United States. And that is an adaptogen that's native or grown in the United States, and you can find it growing wild. Now, Sarah Rooney, let's go back to our audience. Why do people need adaptogens?
I believe we're in a time of extreme stress. I see this a lot. Not only from our, the world, but our lifestyles. I think there's a lot going wrong, personally, from what I see. We're really disconnected from nature, a lot of us in the cities. We're on these phones, even if it's for work, we're still on them. Even if it's for doing, healthy, natural things. Our life is really fast-paced. Our environment is quite toxic. We are under stress. Now, these adaptogens actually came from the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union, where they were looking to make people more productive under times of stress, okay? Or they were looking at the military, how to make them more productive under stress. They were also looking at astronauts, like how, and doing really intense research on these. So our understanding of adaptogens came from this. So what their basic principle is putting the body in balance under times of stress. Now, lots of people that start taking adaptogens, it doesn't work overnight. You won't notice the difference the next day. It takes a couple of weeks to get in the system. But they say, oh, you know what, Sarah? I'm starting to feel less stressed. I don't react so much to things. I'm not getting as overwhelmed by life. I just feel a bit more grounded, a bit calmer. And that's what it's doing, regulating the hypopituitary axis, which is a big mouthful, HPA axis in the brain. It's kind of the control center of so many things, particularly our stress response. Remember, our stress response is insulin, blood sugar, cortisol. It is our blood pressure. It is a whole range of things. And we need this to be regulated. We don't want things going too high or too low.
So
So that's how adaptogens work.
great explanation. Now, Sarah Rooney, one of my 10 books, I'm an author, and one of my 10 books is called Unlimited Energy Now. And in my book, Amazon number one bestseller, Unlimited Energy Now, I start out by explaining the three stages of adrenal stress. So I'm going to just briefly go over that for our audience because it does relate to adaptogens. So the first stage of adrenal stress is alarm. So you start getting stressed. And then the second stage is adaptation, where, okay, I've been stressed for a while and your body adapts, even if it's a maladaptation. And then in the third stage, it's burnout, which is, and that's stage three. So where a lot of people end up. And in the United States, there's a wonderful company called directlabs.com where you can order your own lab test to measure your cortisol. And the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys weigh the weight of a nickel and they make adrenaline and cortisol. So those are our two main stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol. So Sarah Rooney, can a medical herbalist, global herbalist, how do adaptogens regulate or balance our adrenaline and cortisol?
So they work by modulating some of the neurotransmitters in our brain. They can affect GABA, they can affect cortisol, they can affect adrenaline. So basically they can affect insulin. So basically they are working, the constituents of different adaptogens have different targets which they work on, and then they have a normalizing effect on those on those aspects. You're completely right with the cortisol. I use that test a lot with my patients, and you can actually see different levels of adrenal, dysregulation, I like to call it. And then you see the burnout stage, which is quite shocking. They just don't respond to cortisol and adrenaline anymore. So I would say getting those adaptogens in earlier rather than burnout time is always what you want. So you're stressed, you have to make some changes, but put some support in. It's natural support, it's non-toxic. It's support that targeted can really help you through these changes and these stresses, because that's what, life can be like sometimes, and just give you that grounding. So adaptogens work on the different targets, and what's really clever about them is if you are hyper-stimulated, they bring you down. And if you are low adrenally, you're not chucking out the cortisol you should, the adrenaline, you need a bit more energy, they can bring you up. So it really is this amazing connection between the human body, which is part of nature. We are part of the bigger, elements out there that really works. I don't think there's any pharmaceutical drug, there isn't, that will do the same kind of functions in a human body.
Yes, wonderful explanation. And as a medical intuitive healer, I like my clients to know where they're at, which stage of adrenal stress you're in, because different strategies will work depending on where you're at. So
100%.
for example, in stage one, in alarm, your cortisol level tends to go high. And so you may be in a high cortisol state. And you're overadrenalized, and you may be tired but wired, but you're running around like crazy. Versus when you're in stage three of adrenal burnout, then you can't lose weight no matter how little you eat or how much you exercise. I think these are all the people who are turning to the pharmaceutical drugs like Ozempic because they're already in stage three of adrenal burnout and their metabolism doesn't work right. So rather than healing their metabolism or dealing with where they are on the stress spectrum, they're turning to drugs which may actually cause more problems. So, I, as a medical intuitive healer, a lot of one of my things when I'm working with clients is help people identify where are you in this spectrum. And so let's now, Sarah Rooney, talk about some of these wonderful adaptogens that you all use at the adaptogenicapothecary.com. So let's start with one of my personal favorites, which is ashwagandha. What is ashwagandha and what are the benefits? And also, can you explain with each of these herbs, who should not be using these herbs? So if you're listening, what are the red flags? Like, don't go there.
So first of all, I'd like to say I'm a medical herbalist. So in the UK, we do a 4-year degree with 500 clinical hours. We do biochemistry, phytochemistry. I work alongside doctors in my own practice, functional doctors. So we really kind of learn the herbs, know what interacts or not. So I think generally, if you're on medications, always seek other help, because you can't treat, the interactions are something to be aware of. Apart from that, with ashwagandha, I think it is an amazing herb for most people. You need to be a bit careful. I don't give adaptogens in pregnancy. That's my personal. They're great for breastfeeding and postpartum. It's very calming. It's like each of these adaptogens, I like to say, have got their own personality. So ashwagandha is that calming aspect. And basically will help to restore your sleep, not overnight. It's restorative sleep over a couple of weeks. It takes the edge off your cortisol. So it's not going to reduce your cortisol. It's going to stop it going to that high level and going to that really low level. It's a real moderator. With men, increase it's really interesting. I've been very into the studies with it. It can increase testosterone. With women, it can decrease testosterone. So a lot of men are quite burnt out. Well, we've got a huge problem in the world with this whole fertility with men. So their testosterone is decreasing gradually. So with men, ashwagandha is quite a tonic, a libido enhancer. with women, it can help them bring down their anxiety and actually increase their libido. I find it really good for hormonal perimenopause when your body's going through lots and lots of changes. So just to even those things out. Who would I not give it? Oh, it improves thyroid function. Now, this is really, really important because lots of my patients, anyway, I see a lot of women are what we call subclinical. So they're not really low thyroid, but they're on the verge. And what we can do with ashwagandha is stimulate that slightly so that the thyroid is working a bit more effectively, the metabolism is a bit better, and they just feel a bit more energy without having to go on to thyroxine. You know, obviously they need to monitor this with their doctor. I work a lot. I've actually taken people off that, but that's with the guidance of someone who's qualified. Anti-inflammatory, it's a brilliant anti-inflammatory. So joint health brings down inflammation in the body. We've all heard, well, I in my world, functional medicine and medical herbalism, aging, which is basically inflammation causing rapid aging. So ashwagandha is a key herb with turmeric as well. I love those together to bring down that process.
Wonderful. And I believe the scientific name of ashwagandha is withania.
Withania? Yes, correct.
Yeah,
Somniferia.
so if as we talk about the herbs, if you'll give the scientific name, because we have listeners in 54 countries, and they may
Amazing.
go to their herb store and not see ashwagandha, but they may see withania, and that's the same as ashwagandha. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. I have 32 years' experience in natural healing full time. And we're listening to Sara Rooney, global herbalist from adaptogenicapothecary.com. We'll be right back.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sara Rooney, as a global herbalist for adaptogenicapothecary.com, you put together formulations that help people deal with stress. Now, we're talking the first one that we talked about, ashwagandha or withania, is an herb, but now let's talk about cordyceps, which is actually a mushroom. What are cordyceps, and what are the benefits, the adaptogenic benefits of cordyceps?
So, cordyceps is one of these funny ones that people are like, oh, it's the fungi zombie fungus. Originally, Cordyceps militaris was the one that was used, and it was very prized by Tibetan monks. Basically, the fungus spores go into a caterpillar and they grow through a caterpillar. It sounds absolutely crazy. And then you get the fruiting body, which is the bit of the cordyceps from the dead caterpillar. Luckily, and you'll be pleased about this, today we don't grow it in this way. It's a different form, and it is a real, for me, it's actually my favourite mushroom. Lots of people say lion's mane. For me, cordyceps is wonderful. I have it in the morning. It's really good for strength workout, improves VO2 max. It's an adaptogen, so it regulates this HPA access without overstimulating ourselves. So lots of people, and you know, go for caffeine, go for stimulants, but this is a natural energizer. I wouldn't be taking cordyceps before bed. No, 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 no. You want it in the morning, unless, actually, there's one thing. It does increase the libido. So if that was your aim, then in both males and females, it also reduces hot flushes in women. This is from my clinical experience. Which I think in the perimenopause, lots of women struggle with hot flushes and low energy, particularly in the morning. So adding, I actually like the taste of it as well as a powder. So adding a little bit to your smoothie, but that's the beauty of the formulations. Well, I'm, you know, I like to make things as a formulation. That's, you know, I think the synergy that you can get from these different things is beautiful. So freedom, which is our perimenopausal, menopausal transition one with cacao, lion's mane, saffron. We use an extract of saffron, inulin for gut health, rosehip for your joints. This whole beautiful formulation that has got a really good dose of cordyceps in. The other one that we use is power, which originally we thought was for men, but actually loads of women love it because it gives you that pre-workout boost that you want. So cordyceps, yes, it's orangey fungus, caterpillar fungus, originally highly prized by the monks. And this one is your energizing adaptogen. This is the one where you need a natural boost, but you're not going to go to caffeine or sugar. You want something that's actually going to sustain you. And the VO2, the research shows it as well. I am a big research fan. I think you can be a herbalist and into research. And it basically shows that you improve VO2 max, which is, you know, your how you utilize oxygen, how you can your output, but also mitochondria on ATP on a mitochondrial level, so your energy production.
So Sara Rooney, I love that you talked about how at the adaptogenic apothecary, you will actually, you don't sell individual herbs, you sell blends. Now, staying with cordyceps for a minute, I can remember years ago actually getting the dried cordyceps mushrooms and sprinkling a few in my morning smoothie. And again, we've got listeners into 54 countries, so you can have the actual dried mushroom itself. There's powders, and then at the adaptogenicapothecary.com, again, y'all are making herbal blends. So you may use a glycerate format in your natural remedies. What makes the glycerate format a convenient and effective option for your natural remedies? Like, why do you all do it that way?
So basically, you can probably, so tinctures are a way of extracting herbs from, so we need to extract our herbs, basically. And there's different formulations and ways of doing that. You can have powders, you can have teas, you can even use oxymels, which are apple cider vinegar and honey. But something that increasingly people have been asking for is non-alcohol-based extractions, but in liquid form. And I love these. I make them a lot. I use them. So it's basically extracting water-based. They extract best with water-based things, things like lavender, chamomile, lemon balm. And you extract this, and then it goes into drops. I don't know if you can see this that clearly, but this is our lovely inhale, which is our energizing drops. And you just take them with a dropper, and you can either mix it with water or you can have it on your tongue. And they don't have that harsh alcohol effect. Although with tinctures, it's a small amount. It's still a lot of my friends, colleagues, patients just don't want that. Or I have people for religious reasons. They're gentler as well, for children. for example. I do treat a lot of children, and I just love making them because the taste of a rose glycerite is like heavenly, much stronger than even a rose tea. You just feel like you're taking it, and it's soothing. So it's something that is quite new, not like people are doing it, but an area that I'm really interested in, and I'm bringing in the adaptogens. For example, we put reishi in our calming one, and then we put the Siberian ginseng in our energizing one.
So, Sarah Rooney, as a medical intuitive healer, when I recommend herbs, I generally prefer recommending liquid formulations. And in the US, there's Herb Farm, and also a wonderful
I love them.
Herb Farm within its Herb PHARM. They're
pretty cool.
And then also a wonderful company, Alchemy, which makes alchemical formulas. So everybody's got different formulations. So let's talk about lion's mane. And every morning I drink a mushroom coffee that has lion's mane in it. So can you explain, Sarah Rooney, the adaptogenic benefits of lion's mane?
Oh my word, I love this lion's mane. It literally is a game changer for me. And I love to share this with other women, with other people. So neurogenesis. So what is really important about lion's mane is it is basically a fungus. It actually looks like a lion's mane when you see, you know, it almost looks like a brain as well, which is going to lead us on to some of the reasons we use it. So originally in China, it's been used for early onset dementia, people with brain injuries, you know, people that were really struggling with Alzheimer's. So that's where all the research started to come from. But what we've realized is it is very neuroprotective. So it protects the neurons in our brains. But the exciting new research is it's saying that it can be neuroregenerative, which means that it can actually regenerate neurons. Now, there's a whole load of inflammation that is connected with our brain. There's neurodiversity, we believe, like ADHD and things like that. So we can use lion's mane in some cases for people that are struggling with attention deficit disorder because it helps them to focus. In fact, our lion's mane that I formulated is called Focus, and it's basically that I'm going to come on to it later, but we need to talk about what extracts, because different things and the form that they're extracted is really important with mushrooms. For women in perimenopause, it's great for that brain fog that can crush you sometimes. First thing in the morning, you don't want to reach for coffee, but you need that focus. You need work to do. You need to really focus on something. And also gut health. Now, this is a really interesting point, because I believe, and the research shows, that our gut and our brain are very interconnected, and they are, obviously, because we are one system. But the functioning of our gut and the microbes and the balance in our gut can affect how our brain functions. So the lion's mane that we use in Focus, we use the fruit body, which is basically the mushroom powdered up, which has these constituents that feed our microbiome. So they're almost like prebiotics. We also use a water extract, which extracts all the polysaccharides for the immune system. And then thirdly, we use a dual extract, alcohol extract powder, which takes out all the constituents for the brain health. So lion's mane has got such a range. So when people say it's just for one thing, you know, you really have to think about it on all those levels. It can actually provide us with different extractions with that whole spectrum.
Great information. And I drink mud water mushroom coffee. And interestingly, my brother, who's a medical doctor and a surgeon, I gave him some for Christmas and he was able to get off coffee. And he has to focus and have steady hands when he does surgery.
Of course.
So switching to a lion's mane formulation has really helped him. Now, You are a medical herbalist at adaptogenicapothecary.com, and we've been talking about a couple of mushrooms. Let's talk about the benefits of L-theanine as an adaptogen. What is L-theanine, and what are the benefits of that?
So L-theanine is actually found within certain green tea and tea. So L-theanine is a constituent of these things. You can get really high levels in matcha. I love matcha. Matcha is a, for those, listeners that might not know the difference, like when we make matcha, we basically powder up the leaves and make it into a powder and ingest it. When we make green tea, we can still get L-theanine, but we're soaking the leaves and extracting it in water. So they're two very different things. The matcha is very highly concentrated. In fact, it's the highest concentration, one of the highest concentrations of this L-theanine you can get. Now, L-theanine is really, really interesting because it's calming. When people have a cup of English tea, I'm going to talk about English tea now. A lot of people will say, "Oh, I feel really, I want a cup of tea." English people, a lot of the time, have this like, "I'm gonna have another cup of tea. I'm gonna have another cup of tea." And what are they getting from it? They're getting a little bit of caffeine, but they're getting this L-theanine relaxing aspect of it. So L-theanine is good for anxiety. It helps with GABA. It affects GABA production. It regulates mood, stress response, relaxation. It works quickly. So some of our lovely adaptogens like ashwagandha, it takes a bit of time. I don't know if you found that, but it takes a bit of time to get in the system. Think, is this doing anything? And then 2 weeks later, you're like, wow, I'm calmer. I'm not so stressed. Whereas L-theanine is very quick. So if you needed a quick response, I would go for an L-theanine complex.
Now, at the adaptogenicapothecary.com, which of your formulations contain L-theanine?
Well, we have the matcha in, it's in the matcha. So it's in the inhale. Here we go. I don't know how well you can see that. But we have this formulation. And, Jodie and Paris, who I haven't mentioned, my lovely female fronted team, they are amazing at making things look beautiful and, getting the right formulation to make it, something you really want to have on your kitchen cupboards, because I think that's important, ritualizing what we're taking, realizing how important these things are, where they've come from, how beautiful they are, all the kind of, these things are made with love, and I think that's important to show through the packaging.
And with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You're listening to the Natural Healing Show. Our guest is Sarah Rooney of adaptogenicapothecary.com, and we're talking about what are adaptogens. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street,
you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah Rooney, global herbalist, what are the benefits of astragalus as an adaptogen, and which of your formulas contain astragalus?
So astragalus actually at the moment isn't in any of our formulas, but we are working on one with it in, which is our immune enhancer. So astragalus is really good for nourishing. So when we're depleted, when we're down, when our immune system is, you know, Catherine, from seeing some of your clients, when they hit that real burnout stage or adrenal, they get every sickness, they're always ill, they're really depleted and low in energy. Now, what astragalus can do is really boost them up gently. You actually don't want to give a really stimulating Siberian ginseng or Panax at that point. We have to just build them up slowly, and that's where I love astragalus, because it's really good for anti-inflammatory, it's immune modulating. That means it doesn't necessarily spike your immune response, but it will modulate it. It's got these polysaccharides in it. Personally, I find it really good for kind of short, if I'm getting ill, I prefer that rather than, lots of people go, echinacea. But astragalus to me is more nourishing in that way. It has an effect on an anti-inflammatory action. And actually with those people, you know, there is a lot of research going into cytoprotective anti-cancer effect of astragalus. Obviously that's research-based, but there's a lot of people saying that the anti-inflammatory action is very strong and the effect on the immune system.
Now, I noticed,
and it's a root.
Now, many of your formulas at adaptogenicapothecary.com include saffron. What are the benefits of saffron?
This, I'm like in heaven with saffron. Like, it's something that I find really important in my practice, and something that I've always done is look to other countries, look to other tribes, look how people have used things indigenously, right? We can't discount this knowledge. They've built it up through years and years and years and years, and we may not have the research papers, but they will come, and they are coming, that actually there's a reason why we've selected this. So the thing with saffron is, one of the first things that they noticed with all these joyful saffron pickers. So saffron is basically a crocus, and they're taking the stigma, you know, that bright stuff that, you know, you get all over yourself. So it's quite a laborious process. But all the Moroccan kind of pickers were coming out so joyful and happy, and everyone's like, what's going on here? You know, so that leads us into research. You know, a Middle Eastern woman, you know, would always use saffron in cooking for a family, like showing love. It would be like, add the saffron, bring that in. What we've noticed now, and what the research is showing, is it's a really potent antidepressant. In fact, it's more effective than a lot of pharmaceutical SSRIs. It's also very good for perimenopause, those swings that we're having. Interestingly, to go with that, and I think perimenopause and neuroinflammation are very linked, it's anti-inflammatory for the brain, so neuroanti-inflammatory. It's antioxidant to the brain. The other thing that it can do as well is increase libido. What we use an extract of afron in power, in freedom, and wisdom. These are all formulations that we've done at the right dose, because saffron, you know, as a herb, one, is very expensive. Two is very, very strong tasting. So we use a company in France that have done the extraction, and then it's a very tiny amount of this powder, and we add it in. I really rate, I use it in children. There's good research to show it's safe with children who are struggling with anxiety or, you know, potentially neurodiversity, concentration. It's a real brain tonic, but by being a brain tonic, it's calming and uplifting.
Great information. Now, I noticed also some of your formulations include goji berry powder. And goji berries, you can eat those like raisins. I know when my eyesight was changing, I ate a lot of goji berries because they are high in beta carotene that help your eyes. So, what is the benefit of goji berry powder as an adaptogen?
So you've already hit the nail on the head there, eyes. And what happens when we get older? One of the first things some of my clients, you know, at 40, late 30s, oh, I never wore glasses. Now I've got to do glasses. Let's keep our eyes as healthful as long as possible. Interestingly, you know what goes with that? Blood sugar. So often when your eyes go, you become, your blood sugar starts to change, which is a natural thing that happens. That's why we need to change our diets a lot in the perimenopause 40 to 50, because our insulin resistance can come in without doing anything. So we can, the foods we used to eat, we can't eat in the same way. So it supports blood sugar regulation. It also has these things that mushrooms have. So goji berries and mushrooms are on the, have got these polysaccharides which support the immune system. So you've got immune, antioxidant, and eye health combined. So it's particularly good for, oh, and vitamin C, it's really high in vitamin C and nutrients. So you've got the kind of polyphenols, which are the plant antioxidants, which is why it's good for the eye. Immune, tastes good, and is a boost of vitamin C. I love goji berries.
Now, some of your formulas also include maitake extract. What are the benefits of maitake extract?
So the big reason we use this is for blood sugar regulation. So it is, of course, and most mushrooms have got immune qualities. So let's say most mushrooms, even white button mushrooms that you buy in the shops there or whatever, will have these polysaccharides and immune functions. But this one here, we've seen a lot can really help with blood sugar regulations. In fact, my specialization is for women in my own private clinic, is it women with polycystic ovarian syndrome. So they often struggle trying to balance their blood sugar so they can balance their hormones for fertility and long-term health concerns. I always use this in their formulation. Interestingly, when we hit perimenopause, and a lot of us struggle with balancing blood sugar, insulin, the last thing we want is to be pre-diabetic or diabetic. So having, you know, foods, and you know, a lot of what we're talking about at adaptogenic, it's not way out there, complex herbs, it's food. Food is our medicine ultimately. It's how to put these things into our food, like Ayurvedic medicine does, like the Chinese, they cook with astragalus. You know, they'll, how can we add this to our food to give us that boost that we need? So maitake for me is a real blood sugar regulator.
Now, another of your some of your formulas contain chamomile, and you talked about using, adaptogens as food. So many people drink chamomile tea, for example, before bed. What are the benefits of chamomile, and which of your formulations contain chamomile?
So this is, thanks for bringing this up, but chamomile is not officially a adaptogen. So it's a very useful herb. I absolutely love it. It works on the gut health as well as the brain health. So those two things are really important. Calming on the gut, calming on the brain, what comes first? That's an interesting question. So basically it is like when I trained, we were told about these echinacea, mint, chamomile, rosemary. These herbs are amazing herbs, don't get me wrong, and you can grow them and process them yourself. They are not what we call adaptogens. So chamomile is calming on the nervous system. It's calming on the gut. So it's anti-inflammatory in action. It's in our calming glycerite. So remember we spoke about the formula where you have the drops to calm down. Mm-hmm. They've got reishi, lavender, rose and chamomile in them. So it's a grounding, calming drops to have. That is the only formula so far that we have chamomile in. But, you know, a cup of chamomile tea, if you've got a digestive upset, is brilliant. If you're worried about something, is brilliant, because it will bring the inflammation and the stress response down.
Great information. And I love that you explained that chamomile, and I call it chamomile, you call it chamomile.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the Latin name is Matricaria recicita. So for those people that, you know, in different countries, such a good point, Catherine, because I've called herbs something and you don't want to get confused with your herbs. It's important, you know. So always using the Latin name means that we can communicate with the whole world with these different plants.
Now, are there any common misconceptions about herbal medicine or adaptogens that you would like to clear up?
I think probably my first one is that we can't combine natural medicine with conventional. I think there's a really big space. I work with some functional doctors at Synthesis Clinic. There's a huge space for this, yeah? But what we need to do is start to think about get the herbs in first, and then if we need medicine, we can go to the medicine. And the way that it's been taught to us is, right, go straight to the medicine. So I think there's a new, I'm really excited to be part of this group. There's a huge, you know, Synthesis always say to me, we work in a team, actually, if someone's got hormonal issues, let's go to Sara first. Let's see if we can sort it out naturally. Maybe look at their diet, do some stress response, do some work like you're doing, Catherine. And then, you know, if we can't resolve it, we'll go to medicine. Medicines can save life. They're amazing. You know, let's face it. Surgery can save lives. But we do need to see a whole system rather than two separate systems that don't talk to each other.
I love that you're bringing this point up, because again, we started by talking about the three stages of stress. And when people are in stage three of adrenal burnout, they are depressed. And so many of my clients, I'm like, you're not crazy. You didn't suddenly become mentally ill. You're just exhausted. And that's where herbal medicine can really help.
100%. Yeah, saffron, very good at that point as well.
Very good. And also here at the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I've done a number of interviews about how to get off the antidepressants. And then there again, I think the herbs can be extremely helpful.
So yeah, with the right guidance, you know, I think that's important. Someone like, you know, who knows the whole picture. I think it's really, but just remember, coming off antidepressants can be hard as well, you know. It's not something to do overnight. You need to do it carefully, but the herbs can be amazing to help that process.
So Sarah Rooney, global herbalist, medical herbalist at adaptogenicapothecary.com. Any final thoughts for our audience?
I just love everyone to experience adaptogens. I'd like to, you know, I've treated over 1,000 women and children and men in my clinic, but I can, you know, we can only see so many people, and actually people can be using these things, you know, very safely, well formulated with Adaptogenic Apothecary and with, you know, looking at things like medicinal mushrooms, which actually are part of food in a lot of cultures, to really boost their health and to be more resilient. You know, we don't need to all be burnt out. You know, you probably see it in your clients. It's time for us to take the step back and go, how can we support ourselves? How can we move forward and be more connected to nature? Plants and us are so similar that we can really use those herbs to our benefit.
You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me at catherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. Sarah Rooney, medical herbalist at adaptogenicapothecary.com, and they have wonderful formulations of the herbs and mushrooms we've been talking about. And remember, when you want to adapt to stress, naturally turn to adaptogens. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.